Speaking of Josh Bruce, he's a Giants player at the moment. Stephen Silvani joins us from the Giants. Welcome, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, thanks.
Busy day ahead, 3.5 hours away. Let's start with Josh Bruce. How's it all sitting with the man who wants to go to the St Kilda Football Club?
Yeah, well, we're currently in discussions with St Kilda, so hopefully something can be done by the end of the day.
Did you get to the stage, Steve, where you wanted to hang on to him? It sounded that that was the initial situation was, no, we want to keep the player.
Yeah.
He just sounds like he really wants to come to Melbourne.
Yeah, look, we obviously offered Josh a contract throughout the year, and as the year went on, there was also a point where we were trying to get some senior players through the door, so... And that was probably our priority. We had the understanding that we needed to get some support for the current list up there. So, but having said that, we put another offer to Josh later on in the year, and we really want him. You know, we wanted him to stay. We put 14 games into him over the 2 years, and you know, he's a 6'6" key defender, key forward. So they're hard to find. But having said that, hopefully we can get a deal done today.
If something gets done, will it be a straight pick, or will it be, is it any chance of being a player situation involved?
Probably not. I mean, look, the difficulty of it was that we got a good offer from another club for Josh, and having said that, it wasn't anywhere near what St Kilda had been putting up, but you know, that's life. You win some, you lose some.
Would you redraft him in the pre-season draft if he was available and you couldn't get a deal done?
Look, certainly, you know, we obviously had tried to have discussions with Josh and his manager that, you know, we'd still like him at our football club, but we'll just see what eventuates today.
Can we just go back for, I suppose, how the couple of weeks have gone? Pick two. It's, yeah. It's a fantastic get for your footy club. My sense of things were that you always had to have somebody drop out of, you know, your midfield group. You've got so many of them, trying to actually balance that off and give them all the same amount of ground time. Somebody was going to get an injury, which was going to give them less time than what others got. Something was going to drop out somewhere along the line. To me, I get the sense with Dom Tyson, I think he's a really nice player and all that, but I get the sense that you guys can move on quite comfortably without him, and the ability to be able to then get that pick too. I thought it was a fantastic deal for you guys.
Yeah, look. Firstly, you know, with Dom, I think he's going to be a quality player.
Absolutely.
You know, he was pick three a couple of years ago. And certainly he's had some injuries over the last couple of years. He had a fracture in his leg in his first season that held him back. And last year he was actually flying in pre-season and ended up doing his knee, so did a posterior. So, you know, his first 2 years have been very difficult. And I think they've got a quality player in that, Melbourne. I actually see the deal as a really fair deal. I think Melbourne have done really well out of it. They got Dom and our pick 9, and we got 2 and 20. So I think both clubs can walk away pretty happy with what they've got out of that trade.
Yeah, look, and honestly, I agree with that. I think he'd be a fine player as well. I just think it puts you guys in a wonderful position. And probably I see you guys as different to other clubs. The mature clubs at the moment that didn't get all their players at the one age, if they lost a player like that, it really hurts them because they put 3 years, 2 years, 3 years of development. But you guys need to spread your age a bit as well.
Exactly right. And look, that's why we need, you know, 4 or 5 picks in this draft. I mean, you just don't want 20 guys at the same age group, you know. So draft picks, basically, one, help the age demographics of what's on your list, and two, it actually also helps your salary cap, because for 2 years the boys are on the basic wage, so you know, that's important as well. But look, our whole strategy was the first 2 years was to get the best talent through the door, and then the third year, well, you know, it was obviously a needs basis, and you know, I think we've done reasonably well in terms of what's happened to date.
Sam Daly wants to head to the Western Bulldogs. Have they offered pick 78 for him? Have they?
No, I haven't got a pick off the Western Bulldogs yet, no.
And you expect Sam to leave, though, if not via a trade today, the pre-season draft?
Oh, look, I've been informed by his manager that he'd like to pursue another option at another club, but, you know, there is another club sort of sniffing around him at the minute.
Is it a Melbourne-based club?
No.
We spoke to Guppy only a couple of days ago, he told us that Josh Hunt would be coming to the footy club, and I think that's another good signing for a senior body player. At that time, he had the sense that there might be one more senior bloke that you might bring into your football club before this whole thing's set and done. Is that likely to happen?
Probably not, no.
Jed Lamb.
Straight to the point.
Straight. Jed Lamb is going to be the Giants, we believe. What's the deal there? How's it all working?
Look, we're hoping to do a deal with the Swans today. So,
did they ask for Josh Bruce?
No, they didn't.
Sam Darley?
No.
Oh. All right. It's all happening. Is it more stressful preparing for a grand final, mate, or the role you're currently in where you're dealing with players' careers and trying to get guys into your football club to get you more than one win next year?
No, look, I think grand finals, you prepare as a player. It's different preparation than this. So, but look, it's been an interesting 3 weeks. I think the guy that's had the most difficult job is probably Rob Kerr, what he's sort of had to go through over the last 3 weeks. But I think he's done a pretty good job in terms of what's starting to eventuate for the Brisbane Lions.
Got one more that I'd like to ask you, and I've had a lot of Adelaide supporters speak about Sean Edwards and that they perhaps were offering up pick 46 for Sean Edwards as a one-off player, and yet you went for pick 48 off Essendon, but that was a two-way deal. Was that sort of balancing out your list? Was that the purpose of that was done that way?
There's a little bit of that, but there was also probably some relief in our salary cap as well. So we're obviously got a strategy going forward that, we want to be in a position to be able to target players again next year. And that sort of possibly freed up a little bit of money as well.
Yeah, so from an Adelaide point of view, I mean, it basically gets down to the two players moving out for you, just strategically where you were, was better than just the one player
exactly
moving out.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, mate, we appreciate your time on Gillette Trade Radio. Just on pick number two, you expect to hold on to it? You're not going to offer it up for anyone today and maybe get that mature age guy in?
Look, I think it's going to have to be an exceptional offer, and you've only got about 3 hours to go.
All right, well, actually, you've got 3.5 hours, so any AFL clubs out there who want pick number two and you've got a young... Well, you're looking for a midfielder to hand over pick number two, a backman, or just any big name?
Any quality player.
All right.
Any superstar.
Well, any AFL clubs out there that want pick two and you've got a superstar, thank you.